Hello and welcome back to the Log in LA Virtual Reality Podcast.
The student-run show where we talk to some pretty amazing people.
Quarantined, of course. Today, those pretty amazing people are the Log in LA team. It is me, Abraham Flores.
Me, Christine Latif.
And me, Emily Chamale.
I am the founder of the Log in LA project and campaign.
While I am one of the podcast hosts for the virtual reality podcast.
And I'm one of the members who was in charge of creating the My From Monday Mornings videos.
Today, unfortunately, this is our last podcast. Of course, everything must come to an end, including this. The reason it's coming to an end is because, well, hey, we're going back. Schools are starting to open up again. That's obviously a great thing. The purpose of this campaign was to provide a sense of community for Angelenos. And even if it was for just the people inside of the campaign itself, even if it was for 5 or 10 or even one person outside of the campaign, I think we really did accomplish that. And I'm very proud of us for doing that. Now that we have accomplished that, I think it's what like that quote says, like, don't be sad because it's over. Smile because it happens. On today's show, we're going to be talking about our experience with Log in LA and what it means to put on a citywide campaign like this. We're all going to talk about our experiences, both the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the beautiful. It's sure to be an awesome episode, so be sure to tune in through the entire podcast. We're going to start off with a question. How is your experience with Log in LA? I'm going to pass it off to Christine to answer that question first.
Overall, I'd say that I had a pretty amazing experience with Log in LA. When I first joined, I didn't really know what to expect. I just, you know, saw Abraham posting about it and I was like, oh, this looks really cool. I might as well join. So I joined, and honestly, the last thing I was expecting to become was a podcast host. Prior to this, I loved listening to podcasts. I just, you know, never thought that I would actually be one of the co-hosts of one. So doing that has been so much fun. There have been a lot of funny moments between Abraham and I. And honestly, it has taught me a lot about the world of podcasts and how much effort it takes just to record a single episode. So, yeah.
And I'll add there that, Christine, I think it's crazy how you and I have never met in person.
Yeah, like, we've never met before because of this pandemic.
Like, that's weird.
It is.
Like, we've recorded entire episodes and we just have never seen each other in person.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that. I thought you guys went to the same school because you guys seem like so close, like you guys really knew each other.
Oh, no, we go to different high schools.
Yeah, different high schools, different parts of the city, too.
Wow.
But that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Emily, how would you describe your experience with Log in LA?
So my experience with Log in LA goes the same as Christine say. I put myself into something that I wasn't, like, aware of what it was. I just wanted to try it out because I saw that mental health was, like, a really big issue in my community, and I wanted to, like, help out there. To, bring awareness and help those out that need help. So I feel like I've learned a lot about myself about mental health issues. I've learned that self-care is very essential, and I've learned to prioritize it. Even if like I learned that my work, my school, That school could wait, you know, and I just like really came aware that mental health really matters to me.
Yeah, and I will add, Emily, you kind of jumped into the role like I think 2 months into the campaign already. I think if I'm not mistaken, you like messaged me afterwards, like a little bit while it had already started, and you were like, "Hey, this looks awesome."
Yeah.
Like, hey, could you like become chief of this entire project?
Because I remember I was hesitating to like, because I remember that you created a Google Doc, like an application, and I was like hesitating. I was like, I don't know if I should do this because there was a specific questions that you asked, like, what can you bring into the table? So I was like, like I didn't have like anything in mind for that, but after 2 months I tried it out and I think it was like, yeah, I don't regret any of it because at the end of the day I learned a lot.
Yeah, and like what can't you bring to the table? Like what? You wrote your own scripts, you did your own research, you recorded your own videos and edited your own videos. Like what? That's amazing. I don't know if you learned that on the fly or if it's something that you already knew how to do. But come on, you have
I already knew like some knowledge of editing videos. The script, I didn't know nothing about it, but you also like helped me guide through it and you gave me a lot of feedback too. So that helped a lot. And I thank you for that, for, you know, just helping me because that helped me a lot too.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you had a good experience. I'll talk really quickly about my experience. So this started literally out of a conversation I had with some dude from USC. He was like, yeah, I did not even think I would actually go to school if it was virtual. He was like Abraham, like I've been talking to all of my adult friends and they're like, yeah, I would not be logging into Zoom if it was virtual. And I was like, okay, well, we need to figure out a way to fix that. At my school, kind of the biggest problem that I saw, something really amazing with my school is kind of the sense of community and like the sense of culture. And that whole thing had been taken away because of online learning. It's because of that I was like, okay, well, we need to figure out a way to recreate that virtual sense of community. And so we started out with this little video, and the ACLU and the Youth Liberty Squad, specifically the 12 members who initially joined us, they were such a big help because, wow, in those first 3 weeks, I made so many mistakes that I'm like, wow, why did they stay on here? One of the biggest mistakes that I did was I changed apps where we communicated like 3 times. Like at first, I think there was like a text group chat. And then I was like, okay, now we're going to use this other app called Twist. And nobody was getting any notifications on there. And like nobody had like logged in there. And we're like, okay, we're going to use a project management software. And that was so bad because everyone needed to have their own like domains. And it was insane. What I quickly realized is that it doesn't matter how fancy a tool can be. It literally does not matter if the people who need to use it can't use it or it's too difficult to use. Like if the barrier to entry is too high, it's not worth it. We ended up going with an app called Band, and we have a calendar on there. We have like posts and group chats on there. And like honestly, that's saved my life with so many other things too. But yeah. I made so many mistakes during the first few months of this campaign, and I'm really grateful for everyone who stuck around. Because, yeah, I'm really happy with what we've been able to do. Initially, this whole campaign was supposed to be in collaboration with two outside organizations, and I was so ambitious at the beginning of this that I was like, okay, we're going to be doing this crazy amazing thing and this crazy amazing thing and like basically like 5 of these crazy absolutely insane things all at the same time. And that, like, it's great to have ambition, but you need to be realistic. And I really did try to like make all of those projects happen, but what I didn't realize was that I had put too much trust into the outside organizations. In addition to just too much trust in forgetting about the fact that I had homework and just other normal high school things. I think it's good to be realistic and it's great to be ambitious, but be ambitious with the purpose and be ambitious with the plan. I tried doing it with a plan and hey, it doesn't always come out the way you wanted it to. Our initial team went from like 12 people. I think now it's about 6 people who are kind of really holding on to Login LA. And yeah, we've had to say some goodbye to some people in the past. We've had to say hello to some other people who've joined us kind of in the middle, just like Emily. But overall, yeah, as you said, Emily, it's all been a learning experience that I'm very glad it happened. Okay, the next question is, what was your favorite part about Logan LA? Christine.
Yeah, I think that I have a lot of favorite things about Logan LA, but if I had to choose one, I would definitely say recording podcast episodes. Those were really a lot of fun, and Abraham and I got to talk to a variety of amazing people who were doing some really incredible work in our community. I really learned a lot more about what our generation has been up to and how, you know, we really are so badass. And it just gave me a lot more like faith and hope, like, you know, with our generation, like the world is less likely to fall apart in shambles. Right. Because I think that, you know, when you see the news and you see everything going on in the world, it can be very easy to lose hope. So, you know, recording those podcast episodes and talking to so many amazing people really helped instill that hope that I, you know, was kind of struggling with before. So, yeah, on top of that, recording podcast episodes in general, even though they are time consuming, they're also really fun. And I just have a lot of really fond memories and laughs. And yeah, it never felt like a chore. It felt so natural. So yeah.
Yeah, I'll add that there were some times that I, like Christine and I would just call on the phone and I'd be like, darn, like I wish this was like recorded. This would be such a good podcast episode. Okay, Emily, what was your favorite part about Logan LA?
As for me, my favorite part was writing the script. Like while doing the research, I always made sure that it was, you know, that it reached people. And wanted, like, to be more specific, like saying the positive affirmations, because there was a different one for each video, right? And each one was like a positive one. I think one of my favorite ones was, I am focused, persistent, and will never quit. And I feel like every affirmation that I said throughout the videos were like very real, and it just gets repetitive. And I feel like every time it gets repetitive, like you start to believe in that affirmation, and it becomes like your reality. I think it helped a lot of individuals like stay positive throughout the video, and it was one of the first things. It was the first thing that I mentioned in the video, and I think that was my favorite part of saying a positive affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will add that for me, they were very timely. Like anytime I'd be like, oh my God, I'm overworking myself. Guess what the episode was that came out that week? It was how to manage a work-life balance.
Yeah, and there was times too where I was like, just like, you know, minding my own business. And there would be times where like I would be stressed, and it would just like randomly the tips that I would like do on the videos, they would just come to me, right? I don't know where. And I would just be like, wow, that just caught me off guard, because those videos have helped me a lot too. And I'm just like glad that it has helped you too.
That's insane. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of switching gears a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. We're going the complete opposite now. So that was our favorite parts about Logan LA. And it was very cheesy, I will add. So what are your worst memories with Logan LA?
I don't really have many terrible memories with Logan LA. The majority of memories that I have are like really happy and fun and positive. But if I had to choose like my worst memory, it would probably be the beginning. I feel like, you know, in the beginning, all of us are kind of like all over the place, and we didn't really fully know what we were doing. Like we had a basic idea, but we weren't like, you know, all the way there.
Right.
So I just feel like it was kind of disorganized and hectic in the beginning. And I remember recording that first podcast episode with you on Anchor and that being a mess. And when it came out and I played it to my mom, my mom's like, oh, Abraham has such a nice podcast voice. He's a natural. And I'm like, okay, that's true. But how about me? What do you think of my voice? She's like, you're okay. And I'm like, come on now. Like, so it's like you could clearly tell who was more experienced than the other. But I do feel like I've come a long way since then. And, you know, we all have like really grown. And yeah, I've just gotten a lot better since then.
I will add, Christine, that I think it's a very big coincidence that your mom said that. Because when that first episode came out as well, my mom was like, hey, this girl, Christine, has a really nice podcast voice. And I was like, that's funny, because her mom just told her the same thing about me. Yeah. Anyways, Emily, what was your worst memory with Logan LA? And Christine, I totally agree with that first part. It was a mess.
I think I wouldn't call it like a terrible memory, but I just like, I really hated how the quality of the videos would look when I upload them to Instagram. And it's just like, it looked terrible. Another thing was like the coloring of the video. Like I had an iPhone 7, so the quality of the video wasn't good. And when I uploaded to Instagram, it was even worse. And then I uploaded, I upgraded to an iPhone 11 and the quality was better. So I stopped adding coloring to the videos and I started to like how they looked. I think that was about it too, because the editing was easy for me. I just had to add a background song and write the captions for what I was saying. But that was about it. And sometimes I would struggle with coming up with ideas of what to write. But you would like come and give me ideas.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to hear how I know them from like their names and I know them from like their profile pictures and I don't actually know them, but it's so weird that it's been almost like a year of us just communicating and I've never met any of them in person, including both of you.
I know, right? I've met Irene. Have you met Irene in person?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, I was part of the Youth Liberty Squad of 2019.
Right.
And there was, I think everyone else graduated and I was the only one that stayed.
Well, speaking of graduation, Emily, I know you are still a junior, but I know you have some amazing plans, and we were talking about that last week, something about being a doctor and not a doctor. You want to get a doctorate, but you want to be a lawyer in technology?
I'm first generation to be a lawyer, to go to school and graduate high school. I mean, go to college and graduate high school. So my vision right now is not that. I dream big, you know, but like you said, you have to be realistic of your dreams. And so my plan right now is to become a lawyer. I don't know if this has a name, but I want to be able to protect people's data, specifically like in social media. I watched this documentary on Netflix called
The Social Dilemma.
Yes, The Social Dilemma. Yes. And it kind of traumatized me. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I deleted my social media. Real. I deleted everything. And I was like, wow. I was like, this cannot be happening. And then the last part really impacted me, because it said that the only way we could change it is when we are like, you know, constantly mentioning this issue. So, and, you know, just changing the laws. And I was like, wow, I want to do that. So I was like, I want to be a lawyer and I want to be part of that change, because either way, it's going to have to come, because people are going to be realizing that their data is not being protected, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I want to be a lawyer.
Yes. Period. So speaking of the future, Emily, I'm going to now pass it off to Christine. Christine, What does the future hold for you?
Honestly, the future is a bit open-ended right now, but I have some basic ideas of what I'm going to do. So when I get into college, I definitely want to double major. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of double majoring in something related to like public policy / international studies and psychology. So double majoring in those two things because I'm really interested in both. I also definitely am interested in interning for the ACLU SoCal because a lot of people who are from the ACLU Youth Liberty Squad, which all three of us are, do tend to intern once they graduate from the Youth Liberty Squad. So that's definitely something that I want to do because I think it's just really interesting and I really want to give back to the community. There's also a future podcast with you and I that we're probably going to start planning out during the summer, which I think is going to be like so awesome and is going to be just as good, if not better than this one. So that's another thing that I'm really looking forward to. But besides that, you know, I'm still seeing where life takes me and I'm definitely open to change. But yeah, those are just some basic ideas of what I think I'll be doing in the future.
And Christine, I know you said that you also are interested in getting a doctorate at one point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely want to go into graduate school and get my doctorate. I'm not really sure in what yet. Probably something related to like foreign affairs or public policy. Might go to law school. Honestly, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, this has been an insane year. Who does know, honestly? And yeah, Christine, like, I think it's a doctor who also has a podcast, just like you said earlier, about like giving you hope for the next generation, like our generation. I would definitely very much have to agree with that, because I think our generation specifically, we're going into these job fields that require so much more of us now. It's not just you're applying to be like, I guess, a teacher, like you're also applying to be a community advocate. Like, you're doing so many things now. Jobs are so three-dimensional and four-dimensional now, that having more experience and more things is super vital. Okay, well, we've talked about our past, we've talked about our current presence, and now we've talked about our future. Well, I think that is a great place to end it. Thank you both for being here. I don't even know how to thank you so much. We're definitely going to have a party. Podcast listeners, by the time you're hearing this, we will have already had that party. So I'm sorry about that. But we're going to have the time of our lives. it's been great getting to know you.
A digital party, Emily. Everyone.
A digital just so party. You know. It'll be a Zoom.
Yes.
Yes, no, of course, of course. Yeah. So thank you both for being here. Christine, any last words?
This is Login LA signing out for the last time.
Oh. Emily, any last words?
Yes, I just want to like say thank you, Abraham, for taking the initiative, you know, to create this program, not only for me, but for students who have struggled through the pandemic, through distance learning. And I think I'm very grateful for that. And not only for me, I've learned a lot throughout this month. So I'm just like very thankful that you took the first steps of this program. And even though you said like other organizations were not supporting you as you wished, you still like never gave up and you still supported it a lot. So thank you for that.
Stop it, Emily. You're going to make me cry. I appreciate that. No, but it's the same with you. You jumped in and you're improving so many people's lives with this. It's coming to an end now.
Wait, now I feel weird about my response because Emily just gave like a heartfelt like yes. speech. And I'm like, signing out, y'all. But on a real note, though, I do want to thank like all of our listeners, those who have supported us throughout this entire journey. We genuinely love all of you and we really hope that we are able to make some kind of positive difference in your life and gave you a sense of community during this very isolating and difficult pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself, you two. Well, thank you for listening. And thank you for being a part of our... Christine, you want to say it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Virtual reality.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.